No one likes losing. You don't, I don't. And yet when we choose to follow Jesus, part of that is, in the world's eyes, losing. And yet when we make sacrifices the way Jesus did, it turns out that losing isn't losing at all. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. In the world's economy, losing makes you a loser. Losing the argument, missing out on that promotion, not being as beautiful as the, you know, beautiful people or as successful as the successful people. All that in the world's eyes makes you a loser. Jesus, as he dangled in the wind, dying there on the cross, to the rest of the world, looked like the world's biggest loser. But earlier on, he'd made this point, John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. The Father loves me because I give my life. I give my life so that I can get it back again. No one takes my life away from me. I give my own life freely. I have the right to give my life, and I have the right to get it back again. This is what the Father told me. Now, there was a man who knew what God had called him to, and that calling involved losing in the world's economy. It involved ridicule and pain and suffering and even the loss of his own life. But was he a loser? No, because he had the power of knowing that his Father was in control. He had the power of knowing what he was called to. He had the power of choosing sacrifice willingly rather than being defeated against his will. And ultimately, he had the power of his resurrection, a power that's available to you and me here and now through Jesus. When is losing not losing? When we willingly choose to lay down our lives for others, for Jesus' sake. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Isn't it amazing when you look at things from God's perspective? Even something like losing takes on a whole different meaning. And that's how it is with God's wisdom. It's almost always diametrically opposed to the world's so-called wisdom. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.